7:20, the governor of Wisconsin is in a fight to hang on to his job.
Wisconsin voters have one more day to decide if Republican Governor Scott Walker should stay or go. Unions and their supporters, irate over Walker's effort to limit bargaining rights, want him recalled and replaced by Democratic Mayor Tom Barrett of Milwaukee.
He never told the people what he would do, but the minute he got in, he turned around and slapped us all in the face.
But Walker has his supporters, and late polls give him a slight lead.
I think it's absolutely garbage, is what I think. Because you know what? He was elected. We elected him fair and square, and he deserves to serve out his term.
Political analysts say the recall election could be a barometer of how one important swing state will lean in the November presidential race. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
Let's talk more about this tonight. We bring in live Jeff Mayers, Wisconsin political analyst with WisPolitics.com. It's very nice of you to be with us tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell me about the last-minute preparations here. What's happening there tonight?
Well, there's a massive turnout effort on both sides. I think both sides agree it's going to be a close race, and it'll come down to, it's a cliche, but it'll come down to getting their voters to the polls. And even though Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is running behind, has never led in a poll, Democrats think that if the turnout is really big, like on the presidential level as it was in 2008, he may be able to pull off an upset.
Jeff, you're seeing the campaign ads firsthand. You're talking to people. What's happening there that those of us outside the state wouldn't know about?
Well, I think that, you know, the lead-in was about collective bargaining. But in many ways, the debate, what's going on, is about other things. That it's not just about collective bargaining and union rights for public employees. It's about other things. The economy, there's a an investigation of the governor's ex-staff when he was the Milwaukee County executive, and there's speculation that he could be a target of that investigation, and there's issues about the budget, about education cuts. So there's a myriad of issues, and in many ways, collective bargaining is just one of many issues.
The recall vote was sparked by this legislation, though, that did remove most collective bargaining rights from state workers. Let's say Walker is voted out, or for that matter, stays in after tomorrow. What do you believe happens to the labor movement in the state, and by extension, the rest of us here, the rest of the country?
Well, this is a make-or-break time for Wisconsin unions, and you know, I think they freely admit this. This is, in many ways, a do-or-die situation, which is why there's been so much union money, state and national money, poured in there, although the Republicans have the money advantage. In that sense, if this, from a national perspective, I guess the national stakes are this. If Walker wins, then that boosts his agenda, which many Democrats support as a right-wing agenda. If Barrett wins, then that would be, seen as a victory for Democrats and, a repudiation of what Democrats would call an extreme agenda. National Republicans, though, are all in on this. This is a very big race, and they think this is the stakes are high, and that if they can beat if Walker can beat the recall, then maybe they can beat Obama in this swing state and have a leg up in the presidential fight ahead in the fall.
No matter which man wins, whether it's Walker or Barrett, do you think on Wednesday morning that Wisconsin will be a more unified state?
No, I think half the state's going to hate each other, or hate the winner, if you will, or hate the people who backed the other candidate. I think that the divisions here are very deep and bitter, and it's going to take a long time for it all to work itself out. And politicking isn't over. I mean, we immediately go into a U.S. Senate primary, a Republican primary for U.S. Senate. There are other primaries in August. Then we have the presidential fight, the race for the legislature. We're still in a nonstop political cycle.
Well, and am I correct to say you've already become a bit election weary there?
Fatigue is setting in.
Right, right.
Voters, reporters, everybody. Yeah, well, you know, we had a November 2010 election. Then we had Walker's collective bargaining law backed by the Republican legislature. So then the protests and the fight over that ensued. Then there was a state budget battle. Then there were recall elections for the state Senate. There were also four of those tomorrow as well, along with the lieutenant governor election. And then there was the gathering of the signatures, and then the beginning of these campaigns, which are culminating tomorrow.
Yeah, so with all of that, I wanted to finish up by asking you, could some people stay home just because they're so tired of it? Or are they saying, well, this is the, you know, this is the final thing here. We got to go out and vote for this.
Well, it's interesting. There's an appeal by Walker and Republicans to say, if you hate recalls, you hate all this, you want to end it now, vote for me. Because if you vote to continue, if you vote for the other guy, this will continue. And in fact, Bill Clinton, when he was here campaigning for Barrett on Friday, said he doesn't like recalls, but in this case, the recall is justified because Walker is such a divider. So, you know, the campaigns are playing off of that.
Jeff, thanks for talking with us this evening.
Sure, anytime. You can check it all out at WISPolitics.com.
Appreciate that.
That's right. Jeff Mayer is Wisconsin political analyst with WISPolitics.com.